Angels flutter in my heart. Angels flutter in my heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Angels flutter in my heart. Can you imagine that? I can. I can imagine it, and I experience it, and I delight in it. Angels flutter in my heart. How do angels flutter in my heart? Well, as I think about ideas, as I think about dreams, as I think about goals, as I think about the purposes for which things are done, I think to myself, now, what is the purpose for which things are done? Why do things happen? Why does the world that I'm living on here, this planet Earth, happen to be in the 20th century, the 21st century now? Why isn't it in the first century? Why isn't it in the minus 25th, 35th, 105th century, you know? Why am I not experiencing the 192nd century plus? Why am I experiencing whatever I'm experiencing at this time? Well, this is what I am ready to participate in. I know the truth. I know all things. I know everything because I am one as the creative cause, as the allness. And I chose to come to this planet at this time, in this place, because the angels were fluttering in my heart, telling me, hey, that would be a fun time. And I said, all right, I like fun times, so let's go and experience it. So, I'm born here on planet Earth at this time. Now, one of the challenges that I have is, what's my purpose in being here? I am being here to have fun and be myself. Now, who is myself? Myself is whatever my inner reservoir of information says to me is myself. Be myself and have fun. Well, what is fun? Fun is that which makes my heart light and joy, filled with happiness, filled with every good feeling. The joy of my heart is just bubbling over. The joy of my heart is just manifesting itself in every glorious way. I'm not seeking to have anything done. I'm experiencing it. I'm living in the fact that it is happening in me now, something that is already revealed. Now, perhaps a jillion, zillion, trillion, billion people throughout all time might have already experienced this particular life cycle that I'm experiencing, or this particular body I'm experiencing. I've no edge on this body, but I do have the opportunity of living in this body with angels fluttering in my heart, telling me, yes, that's good, or hey, but do you really believe that? Do you really believe there's something you cannot do? Do you really believe you need to have these things to make you happy? You really believe that someone else can manipulate your world and tell you how to dance and how to sing and how to run and how to fall and how to fly? Do you really believe that somebody else in the world has control over you without your decision to have them have that control? Now, I have a different feeling. The angels fluttering my heart, they say to me, Herb, you're great. You're everything. You're allness. You've been here before. You've done this before. You love it because it's a great adventure. And you look out of your eyes, your beautiful divine eyes, and everywhere you look, you see who you believe you are inside yourself. Now, this is a common hat we're playing with. But everywhere you look, you see who you are. You see people who are fulfilled. You see people who are living joyous and marvelous lives. You see people who are experiencing every joy of their heart. You see people who instantaneously speak their word and reveal in their life whatever it is they choose to reveal. And you realize that nothing on the human level is permanent. In the divine pattern, it's all permanent. So as you can encourage yourself at all times to think in the divine pattern, then all the things on the human level from the divine pattern will be absolutely glorious. So you look at the sun, and it'll be beautiful in every possible way you can think of it. It'll be just the right temperature, it'll be just the right amount of light, it'll be just the right placement, it'll be at just the moment you want it to be there. If you're in the middle of the night and you think to yourself, I wonder what this is, a sunshine here, and the sun will shine for you because everything is at your beck and call. You may do anything you wish to do in any way you wish to do it, and because you're the master, because you know who you are, because you know you speak your word, and your word is manifest. Your word is revealed, because everything already exists just the way you want it. Now, how many people would like the sun to shine in the middle of the night? Not too many. But those who do, it works for them, because they don't think it cannot work. Those who experience all of the happiness, the harmony, the joy, the peace, the goodness, and the wonder and the magic of life, they experience these things because they know it. They speak their word and it is done, because it's already done. It's already fulfilled. It's already manifest in their world. They're just calling it forth at a particular moment that they choose to have it. Now, if you, in your belief, believe all time is now, then it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter when you call forth anything or when you demonstrate it or who has demonstrated it before. We've talked about this, but just imagine yourself living in the 21st century. And you feel you would like to be able to levitate, teleport, and do all of those neat things because that's just fun. And so you levitate and you teleport and you do these things. Well, now, in the focus of human time and in the focus of human experiences, at some point in the human experience, teleportation, levitation, so will be as common as taking a drink of water, common as taking a breath, and also as unnecessary as the water and air are. But it'll be so common. But you want it right now. You want to experience it right now, and it can be right now because it exists as much now as it will later as it had in the past. And so you speak your word and say, it is done. I am in wherever I choose to be. I am on this galaxy, or I'm in this planetary system, I'm in this universe, I'm in this whatever I choose to be. I am there. And because I speak my word, and because the angels are fluttering in my heart, telling me that, yeah, go for it, Herb, go for it, it's fun. And you know, the angels, they call me Herb. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. All the angels in my consciousness and my universal awareness, they call me Herb. They say, Herb, we're on first name basis here. We're doing everything right now because you are a master fulfilled. You are a master revealed. You are doing this. Now, I don't call myself a master. They do. Everybody else does. And that's lovely. Now, are you a master? Are you calling yourself a master? Or is the world calling you a master because they see you do things and they see you revealing yourself in such a glorious, uplifted way? Why not? Why not? Let the angels flutter in your heart. Let them flutter around revealing to you who you are, what you are, why you are, and how you are, and enjoy it. Now you say, well, who needs angels? Angels are a certain biblical reference and certain references of things that are not universal necessarily. Ha! Everything's universal. Everything is universal. Angels are as universal as humanity is, and humanity is as universal as divinity is, and divinity is as universal as all is. So, if that's true, and it is, if that's true, then it doesn't matter if we play limited games or unlimited games. if we let the angels flutter in our heart and sort of encourage us to do happy and wonderful and bright and charming and delightful things, then so it is. And it always works. It always works in some glorious way because it always reveals us at our highest and our best. Now, are angels fluttering in your heart? Are angels fluttering in your heart telling you that you are good? Telling you that all is yours? Telling you that you're divine? Yes, telling you that you're divine. They're telling me that. And you know, because I'm me, everywhere I look, I see these angels of mine busy talking to every one of my creation. And every one of my creation is experiencing the angels of light flowing in and through their experience in their world. Now, why do we say angels? Well, we could say the Herbs in their life. Wouldn't that shake your boat, huh? We could say the Ellens or the Sylvias or the Ingeborgs or the Emilys. We could say the Anitas in your life or the Marks in your life or whatever we want to say. And they're all there. They're all there saying, holy man, this is great. I love it. And we are so happy because we are living in the fulfillment of truth in us right now. And that fulfillment of the truth is like angels fluttering in our heart, awakening us to who we are and what we are, where we are and why we are. We know we have come to this period of time because we wanted to be ourselves and have fun. We've come to this period of time because we are ourselves and have fun. We've come to this period of time because there is no time. We've always been here and we've always been everywhere. But we chose to be aware that we are here now. And in choosing to be aware that we are here now, we are here now. We could choose not to be aware that we are here now. We'd still be here. But we wouldn't be aware that we are here, and we would think that we're not here. And of course, that would be a relative attitude, and it would be a silly attitude, because we are here. But we are truly everywhere. And we are everywhere equally and totally present in the past, the future, now, anywhere, everywhere, because we are all. And as all, we're living a pretty wonderful life. We're living a pretty wonderful existence. But this is an absolute philosopher talking. This is an absolute philosopher's concept of what's going on in the world and how to participate in it and how to delight in it and enjoy it. But you, my beloveds, you are the absolute philosophers of life. Because you think your thoughts, which are so beyond what many people think, because you live in the conscious awareness that you are both divine and aware that you are divine right now. And how wonderful that is. Join with me in this exciting adventure, in this realization of who and what we are and how exciting life is and how revealing life is. And how you too have angels fluttering in your heart saying, it's done, it's you, you're wonderful, delight in it right now. And know that it is done right now for you as it is done right now for me. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.